sad because I can't go to work and fly with my partners, but now I am at home and I'm going to talk about my routine. Well, I get up at 11 o'clock every day and the first things I do is feed my dog and walk him. Then I have a breakfast. I always eat a sandwich and a piece of fruit. When I did this, I study English and my plain manuals of being there too. It is time to eat, so I cook or not depending on the day. Today, for example, I have rice with tuna. In the afternoon, I practice sport with videos on YouTube, and at night, I watch my favorite story on Netflix called The Pilot. I also see other series called Elite in English with subtitles in Spanish to improve my listening. To end, I talk with my family and friends all the time. I hope see you soon. Bye!
Hello, I'm going to talk about how I am living my quarantine. I try to organize myself by timetables and plan what I'm going to do every day. For example, I'm going to explain one day. I get up early, take a shower, have breakfast, and pick up my house and do the housework. After, I work in the computer, and I have to prepare homework for my student because I am a teacher. Later, I make lunch, and when my boyfriend arrived home from his job, we eat together. After, I do English homework and practice English singing or watching series or movies in English. Also, I keep in touch with my family and friends every day. Then, I read a book, I paint mandalas, or watch gym classes online and do them. Later, my boyfriend and me make dinner and go to the bed while we see a movie or series in Netflix, for example. I always try to keep myself busy and informed of everything that happens.
Hello everybody, I would like to share with you my daily routine on this coronavirus time. Okay, so as you can see, I think this is the 9th day at this stage, and I'm actually getting used to it. At the beginning, I have to confess that I was really stressed, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to survive without going out to the gym, doing sport, simply walking on the street, hanging out with friends. But as days goes by, I'm actually getting used to it. I'm realizing about things that maybe before, running all the time, I didn't even thought. I mean, spending time writing, reading, painting, sewing clothes, taking sun, this is a perfect time to develop your creativity. I am also doing sport, I'm cooking, I'm organizing and cleaning, I'm walking the dog 7 times a day. I think my dog is losing weight, but I have to walk. And I think the most important thing is that I'm realizing about all that things that I have lost value. I mean, spending time with my parents, my sister, my dog. I mean, being bored, do nothing. It really helps me to deal with the time, a time of which I've lost value. So that's basically what I do. I would like to hear from you, and I wish you the best quarantine time as possible. Kisses to all my classmates and teachers, and best wishes and good luck.
Hello everyone, I am Alejandro, and I am recording this audio very happy. I'm going to tie contact with someone. It's a joke, okay? First of all, I feel healthy. For me, it's very important to say this adjective these sad days. And with all my heart, I hope that the rest of my classmates and my teacher being feel healthy as me. In my daily routine, I do a lot of things to distract my attention. For example, I have an agenda to reschedule my homework. Also, I watching a new series, for example, American Horror Story. I highly recommend it for you, it's very interesting. Furthermore, I do exercise every day with Tabata. a nice exercise program. Then I would like to invite all of you a play an app for mobile phone that is very interesting. Its name is Plato. You can play football, cars, and role plays. To close my dialogue, I wish that you can pass this quarantine period as well as you can. Really, my better wishes.
Hello everyone, I'm going to talk about my routine in these quarantine days. I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then I get up at 8:30 and I take a shower. After that, I prepare my breakfast and I almost always eat a sandwich and an orange juice. I spend all day in my home and I am taking advantage of the quarantine because I have many subjects to study, so for me this experience it is not too bad. I can study slowly each unit and watch videos to improve my knowledge. I stay home with my dog because my parents have to work. When I am very tired or I don't want to study, I watch series or films on Netflix. I have already seen series like Elite, Vis-a-Vis, Nurses Who Kill, or The Pharmacist, and films like To the Bone or How It Ends. To sum up, I would like to say that this quarantine is not being bad for me. And what about you? Could you tell me about your routine in this quarantine?
Hello, teacher. So, I'm going to talk about the coronavirus. When this alarm started, I was in Tenerife, and I spent a few days in the university residence. And when I saw the supermarket situation, I tell it to my fathers and they make me come back to La Gomera. So now that I'm here, I spend 2 weeks by the time, and the quarantine is been difficult. My studying routine are going down. I am trying to combine with a bit of workout that I have a few tools here, and trying to eating healthy food, but I needed a bit sugar and calories, but it's a difficult situation because being too much time in the same looking the same walls. I'm have looking those for 18 years that I have is very boring, and you feel you feel without energy to doing nothing and need socialize. So that's what I think about the situation.
Hello my friends, I hope you are all well. We all have to be at home taking care of the family. Last week I was sick. I preferred not to go to class. I had a high fever, 40 degrees, and a sore throat. I called my doctor and went to see him at the hospital. He didn't test me for the coronavirus, but he said he didn't have it. He prescribed antibiotics and ibuprofen, and I was feverish for days. But a week ago, I was cured. This week, I have helped my parents, taking extreme precautions since they are older and this virus mainly affects older people. I try to stay active by exercise at home day by day. I see a lot of new. I just get tired of saying bad news. You have to be responsible and make the recommendations that the government asks for. I hope to see you soon, and that all your families are well. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. What about your quarantine? These days, I have been waking up at 9 because I always have to do something for all my classes. In the morning, I used to do practice exercise for university and English lessons. Then I have lunch and try to waste some time watching movies. Today, for example, I was painting some pieces of furniture and redecorating my house. At night, I play some video games with my friends, but everybody in its house, of course. And I have discovered a lot of series like Outlander or Lincoln Rhyme. Then I go to sleep and start again. I'm happy thinking that on Monday I have to go buy some food. This is so sad.
These days, I stayed at home. I wake up at 8 and I get up at 8:30. I have breakfast at 9. After that, I am reading a book titled El Nombre de la Rosa. And also, I have a look on internet. I have lunch at 2. After lunch, I watch news on TV. After that, I work a little bit. I have dinner at 9:30. After dinner, we watch a movie on TV. After that, we sit in the living room to talk about news. We are worried, as everybody. We want this pandemic to end. I feel powerless because there's nothing I can do. After that, I read a book. I go to bed at midnight.
Hi Carlos, or everybody, I'm doing well. The last few days we have been in quarantine, and a curious thing that is that many people have passed their time in a funny way. In my case, I have a simple routine. In the mornings I wake up at 9 o'clock or a half hour later and do some things such as clean my room, take a shower, have breakfast, among others. With regards to my work, I do many tasks for the company I've been working. For example, I prepare activities to my students, do video conferences with my partners, and always I can, I practice English, doing workbook activities, watching series or listening postcards. About the afternoons, I don't have many things done in the mornings, but I dedicate my time to do tasks of my master's degree. An important thing to do is take a rest. So I take rest doing stretchings, because pause all of your time in front of a screen and sit on a chair, it's bad for our health. On the other hand, in the evenings, I amuse myself chatting with my friends, and sometimes my family and I play board games. If we feel suffocated, we go to the garden and take fresh air. I hope that the situation resolves soon. The first thing that I will do is go to the sea. I really want this.
COVID-19. Good afternoon, Carlos. A few months ago, a worldwide virus called COVID-19 a parody. When people come to Spain, we don't take it seriously. A week ago, everyone was ordered to stay indoors. The situation is being very hard and stressful because I can't visit my parents, my sister, and niece. My routines these days are as follows. I get up around 8 a.m. and make breakfast for my family. Later, I tell my children about the school homework they have to do. While I do the housework, I wash the clothes, make the food, clean the house, etc. Later, we have lunch and relax a little. We watch the news. In the afternoon, we all play something together because we can't go outside. Already at night, we bathed. Finally, we have dinner, we watch a movie, and we go to sleep. Every day is the same. See you soon.
Hello, my name is Abby, and for survive to coronavirus, I am studying all day because I have a lot of homework. I have language school homework, high school homework, and I'm studying for the CAR test too. I am promoting my book too. I am writing recipes about cakes or other food with my mom too. Sometimes I help my sister with her homework. My sister survived playing with the computer, with the Wii, or another computer games, or reading books. She don't like help or study, but she have to study because the school sent a lot of homework for she.
I wake up at 7 o'clock from Monday to Friday. Then I go to the bathroom and I get dressed with comfortable clothes. After, I take my dog for a walk. When I return home, I have breakfast with my family. Before I start to work, at 8 o'clock. I work remotely from my house until 3 in the afternoon. At noon, I take a break, half hour for a coffee. I finish to work at 3 o'clock p.m. and I have lunch with my family. They make our lunch. After, we watch TV or play the game. In the afternoon, we do exercise and the homeworks, English, mathematics, science, play the piano, play the guitar, etc. Then I take my dog, Mackie, for a walk again. So I throw trash too. Back home, I get washed and we make dinner and we watch a Netflix film before we go to the bed at 11 o'clock. At the weekend, I do housework and my husband and I repair stuff in our house. So I study English and I do graphs. Once a week, complying with quarantine precautions, I go to market.
How is my life after the lab? Oof, I don't get along very well. I'm very stressed with the situation. I'm working from home. This is fine. I don't have to maintain physical contact with people, but I have a pending move. I have to leave the old flat in April, and I besides, has to do all the homework that the English teacher sends me. My daily routine is gone and I'm getting pretty nervous. I hope that for me good and my health, I can solve the move situation and remain calm at home.
Unfortunately, we have suffered an enormous change in our daily life by the coronavirus. Personally, I'm working without any direct contact with anybody or work partner, so nothing is normal. Fortunately, I have many indoor activities to do at my free time, so I don't have any special problem until now by the quarantine. For instance, I am spending my time studying English, tidying my personal things, reading books, speaking with my relatives, my phone, chatting with them. Definitely, I consider that we live in an extraordinary hard times. Probably similar to the plot of some science fiction films. But I think if we respect the suggestion of government, I'm sure we will want the common foe and its economic consequence. Force for everybody. See you soon.
Hello, my name is Vanessa. I'm going to talk about my quarantine. I am working at home. I can't go outside. I study English and do sport at home. If we comply with the rule, we will be able to go outside quickly. We all have to stay home. Thank you very much.
Hello, guys and teacher. Today I am going to tell you about the habits in time of coronavirus. In the weekend, I haven't had a lot of problems because I can stay in my home most of the time. But the rest of the week, I needed to do some things. I must to take the dog out to the street 3 times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the night. When I return to home, immediately before to pass, I must clean the pound, mouth, tail, and the side of the dog with a cloth with soap and water. Leave my shoes at the trunks and quickly clean my hand with soap and water as well. Also, I have had to buy the essentials for my family and my mother, who is older and live alone, so that I have to take the purchases. I have tried to live as little as possible. Good luck to you all.
Hi, I'm going to talk about my quarantine period. I usually wake up at 7:30 in the morning. Next, I have breakfast and I start to work at 8:00. I'm doing teleworking. I work until 3 p.m. and after that I have lunch. In the afternoon, I continue working, and when I finish, I usually watch TV or series in Netflix. This week, I've had to work at weekend because I work in a tax consultant and there are a lot of work. I'm exhausted. I hope that the next week I won't have too much work and I will be able to do another things like study English, read a book, etc.
Hi, Carlos. I hope that you are well. At the moment, my family and I are well too. I have been at home during 9 days. And at first I was very scary because I am a very active person and I love go out and outdoor activities. But in my second day at home, I thought that I could do many things in my house. I have learned to live slowly, cook a lot, and try to eat well. Also, I try to have a good sleep routine. I try to do exercise and sport in my house because I have a lot of energy. I hope that everything is solved soon and return to our normal life.
Hello, friends and teachers. The first days I washed the shots and I didn't know what to do. I was disoriented, but I'm not scared. I had a routine every day. I get up at 6 o'clock as usual. I meditate 10 minutes every day. I drink a coffee and start. I talk my sister and friends on the phone and video call. I clean my house, I breakfast and just walk the door 10 minutes today. I cook every day, I live with my children and my son's girlfriend. In the afternoon, I exercise at home. I watch the news, I read and speak with my sons. I sleep 1 hour and I try to stay calm and be very positive. I also feel distressed. I miss my weekly English class. Finish and bye.
During these days of quarantine at home due to COVID-19, I have been thinking a lot about the future of humanity and also about the future of planet Earth. My daily routine is, I get up late, I watch several apocalyptic series on TV, for example Kingdom on Netflix and The Walking Dead on Movistar. In the afternoons, I do gym and at night I usually play online video games with my friends. For example, Call of Duty or the NBA, and I usually go to bed late. The disadvantage of this quarantine is that I can't see my girlfriend, and also the boring moments and people affected by the virus. And the advantages are that nature is breathing.
Hi, Carlos. I am going to tell you about my routine during quarantine. I get up early because I like it. And I bake the breakfast for my family. And after that, I clear up my house till 1 noon. After work, we have lunch, and my wife goes to her work. In the afternoon, my son and I do exercise and play in the room. And after work, while my son is playing, I correct my student homework and do my English homework, if my son let me. Luckily, at 8, my son is sleeping, and my wife and I have time to have dinner alone and talk for a while. I forgot. At 7, we had to the window to applaud.